you all please stand for the opening prayer? We'll ask Brother Arthur Duhaime for this prayer.
Heavenly Father, how great Thou art. Heavenly Father, as we continue now in Thy presence, we thank You for this great privilege of fellowship. We thank Thee for the dear ones. At this time, we pray Thy blessings upon Brother Tim and upon all those who will be serving with us. We thank Thee especially for the gift of Jesus, our Redeemer, for it is through Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother Tim will continue.
We are going to continue the Epistle of Christ. And you know, the Epistle of another one of the ingredients of the Epistle of Christ is joy. And another one is thanksgiving. So we will continue this evening with those elements of this living epistle. A couple years ago, we were out here and we also got the assignment of a musical program. And we did a program that talked about several sections. I think we took four eras of music throughout the gospel age. And I had such a good time in that program that I decided to do something similar tonight. And tonight we are going to focus on three eras of music. Like I said, since joy and thanksgiving are part of the Epistle of Christ, music has always been a part of the Christian walk. Music has changed a lot through the years. The first era that we would like to focus on, we're going to present five songs. And this is what we tend to call the classical era. We're talking about the 1700s, the music of the 1700s and the 1800s. Now, they didn't have congregational singing very much in those eras. And they didn't have fine singers like this in small groups singing. But they made marvelous melodies. They made larger works such as oratorios and things like that. So we take the melodies and use them as the basis of our songs. So the first three songs that we're going to do, the first one, the melody, is from Handel. George Frederick Handel. And the second one will be, the melody is from Mendelssohn, and the third from Sibelius. So we will sing those three for you, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the next two. This is our first era, and this is the classical era. Now we'd like to do a song. The melody is from Brahms, and it's on your sheet. This one you're going to join us on. The words are from our hymn book. I forget the number, but we're going to use the melody from Brahms and the words that we're familiar with. Endless Song. Do you have your sheets? Oh, we're in big trouble. I need six in singing all three verses of Endless Song. It's on the right-hand side of the sheet here. So play at least halfway through. Nice and loud. First song we sang from Handel, our French brethren used that in their hymn book, and really that's where we found it. The second one that we did from Mendelssohn, we found in the hymn book that our English brethren use. And this last song we found in the hymn book that our German brethren use. Now, to conclude this section of music, we are going to sing what probably originally was a string quartet by Mozart. You will recognize the words as, "Where are the reapers?" Okay, quartet, string quartet. And you also notice that with the string quartet comes the harpsichord. The next era we're going to go to is the early 1900s. And fortunately, we have a piano from that era. And some of our sisters felt that it hadn't been tuned since that era. But we're going to use it anyway, because this section, more than any other, I want you to do some mental picturing as best you can. I want you to take yourself back to Brother Russell's day. And I want you to think of the clothes that they wore as they gathered together. in the old time auditoriums that they met in. Nothing like this. And you might picture Brother Russell giving a sermon. And just kind of think of what the harvest work was going on in that era. As always, the Lord had musicians in that era. And one of the chief musicians of the harvest era of the Bible students was Brother MacPhail. And Brother MacPhail had a natural gift for music. The songs you hear now were composed by Brother MacPhail. And he had several sources for his songs. He would use the words that came from old-time songs, old-time writers such as Fanny Crosby. He would use other poems that he came across. But he also had help from some of the other brethren of his era. Maybe I should say from some of the other sisters of his era. Sister Gertrude Siebert was also a tremendous musician and a poet. Most of the songs that Brother MacPhail wrote had words by Sister Siebert. Sister Siebert is the dear sister who compiled the Manna. She lived at Bethel. Also in that congregation was Sister Kate Ulmer. Many, many songs by Brother MacPhail have the words of Sister Kate Ulmer. Brother Barton has a song by Brother MacPhail, the words that Brother Barton wrote. Several of the Hollisters have music also that Brother MacPhail put their words to music. Tonight we're going to sing three songs. The first one is by, the words are by Fanny Crosby. The second are by Sister Siebert. They're all by Brother MacPhail. So as we sing these songs, and the third one we're going to have you join us. It's right next to the one that we just sang. Excuse me, the fourth one. You'll be joining us on the fourth one. That's all music by Brother MacPhail. First one, the words are by Sister Siebert. The second one will be by Fanny Crosby.
Thank you.
The next song, music by Brother MacPhail, has the words of a poem from the reprints. Long, long the night, with sound of frequent weeping, but in the sky the day star now appears. Long, long the night. Please join us with the second song on your sheet, He Careth For You.
It's on that same sheet.
First and last.
Thank you.
For our last era, we come to the modern era. And we do all kinds of music nowadays. We'll do, first of all, a song that's basically a gospel song, Until Then. Now we have something that was originally created as a spiritual. Just a little talk with Jesus.
Enjoy.
like to join us. On the back of that is Unclouded Day. This is the original version of Unclouded Day without a chorus. Yeah, this is everybody singing, first and last. I want you to sing it all. Verse number 2.
Oh, they tell me of the home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of the land far away, where the dream of life is eternal. Share this fragrance of the unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of
thank the singers for their cooperation. You know, singers always like to practice, and we didn't have that luxury. We ran through the things really quickly, and I appreciate their cooperation and their humility in agreeing to stand up there and sing without the kind of practice we like. For our last number, we're going to sing Near the Cross. That was written by Fanny Crosby many, many years ago, and we will sing it in a gospel version that is called Soulful. This is Soulful Gospel.
Jesus.
had his blessing.
Said and did, inspiring, wonderful music, very rhythmic. We will close with a closing prayer from Tim Krupa.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you again with hearts overflowing with joy and thanksgiving. We thank you, dear Father, that we understand the gift of your Son. We thank you for the opportunity of the high calling. And we ask that you would accept these joyful praises as a small token of our love and our thanksgiving. Fill us with your Spirit, dear Father, that we might more and more be epistles of Christ, living epistles. This is the greatest desire of our lives. Give us the strength and the wisdom to fulfill these desires. We thank you for this blessed day of convention. And as we are about to go our separate ways, continue with us. May the melodies of this music continue to ring in our ears, and may we always be joyful and thanksgiving for what you have done for us. We pray and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wessel.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Whether born with too much or with too little self-esteem, those who come into God's family are put into the school of Christ to be taught, corrected, made right, in harmony with divine standards. Those naturally self-conceited must learn meekness by instructions if they will, otherwise by experiences. And they should learn to rejoice even in humiliating experiences. They are evidences that God's providence is supervising their affairs and preparing them for the kingdom. For without meekness and humility, none will be fit for it. As the self-conceited must learn humbly to trust God and not rely on themselves and thus secure balance, so the naturally self-depreciative must learn a lesson of confidence. Not self-confidence, not self-reliance is the most desirable, but rather confidence in God and reliance upon His promised grace to help in every time of need. This maintains the desirable humility and meekness, yet gives the courage and force suggested by the Apostle's words, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. As Paul again declares, our sufficiency is of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13.
We will now ask a blessing for the fellowship and refreshment which are to follow shortly, and it will be done by Charles Madison.
Would everybody please stand? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, dear Lord, for giving us this day of edification and fellowship, and we ask that you be with us now as we fellowship some more and partake of refreshments. Guide, protect us, keep us close to thee till we reconvene in the morning. All these prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.